Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Your host tonight, Dr. June Knight, with the Clarion Call Show. I am so excited, Bride. This is my very first show for the Clarion Call, the Watchman on the Wall. Let me tell you, we could not have this show have more importance than we do at this very hour in our country, the United States of America. Look, Bride. Look what the Lord has done over the past 2 years in our country. All right, now listen, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this show. Okay, I will be addressing issues and topics in our country, news stories, interviews, special topics, and exposing the enemy. I will reveal how the enemy is infiltrating the church as a whole ecclesia and ways that we can protect our families, churches, and communities. I am partnering with heaven to usher in, to be a part of ushering in the great revival. I am a watchman on the wall, and we'll be talking about sensitive subjects such as the Illuminati. What is the Illuminati? The mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? End time subjects. Talking about Armageddon, talking about the last days, talking about tribulation, talking about the millennial reign, the RFID chip, radio frequency identification device. What is that? What is drones? The condition of the church in America, societal ills, spirit of Antichrist in influential places such as TV, music, Hollywood, clothing, etc., politics, shadow government, Antifa, and all ungodly groups, revival happenings in America, martyrdom of the bride, demons, how do they operate, spiritual warfare, false religions, etc. I have written many books about the church, end of times, and God has given me a passion for the country. Through the Mega Revival Tour 2017, which is the Making America Godly Again Tour. And I have seen a lot in this country. And the Lord has deposited this on the inside of me, what is happening in our country. And I will be sharing it and revealing and exposing the enemy. I studied in London in graduate school and discovered the RFID chip and the mark of the beast. So I have many resources about it, Bride. Look, the first book I wrote was in 2015. This is called The Mark of the Beast. Okay? The Mark of the Beast. This is when I was in grad school and I found out in London how they're already chipping people with a human implantation chip. That is my first book. My second book is my life story. My life story, Testimony of the Broken Bride, Jesus is the True Husband. Talking about my struggle of walking in my destiny and accepting my call and the 12 years of fighting God because I did not want to die to myself. I didn't want to give him everything because I knew what he was asking me to do. I had to give up my entire life. Amen? Okay, then my third and fourth book are twins. These I wrote in Mississippi last year. Okay, these are twins. I wrote them last year in Mississippi, and it's called Organic Christianity, Back to the Garden. And this is about your relationship with God. It talks about Adam and Eve in the garden and how the enemy tempted them with the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I talk about that is still prevalent today and how the enemy wants to take you out by luring you in to that tree. The next book, Clarion Call. Come on now. Clarion Call to Unity in the Bride of Christ, which is basically what this show is. Clarion Call to Unity talks about we are the last generation, okay? We are the last generation going out. And this one is kind of like a part two to Mark of the Beast. This is another end time prophetic book where I tell prophetically what God showed me is coming down the line to the church. When I was in a cabin, I had a midwife. If you know what a midwife is, they are intercessors that pray for you while you are giving birth to a vision or something like that. Okay, I had a midwife that prayed for me while I wrote these twin books. Okay, it took me 11 weeks alone in a cabin, fasting and praying, and the Holy Spirit came to visit me 2 days in a row. It was an amazing encounter. So all this is in this book. Basically, in the end of times, we are going to choose the right tree. We are going to choose the tree of life in the end. We're the last generation going out choosing the right tree. Okay, then I wrote a children's book called Snookums and the Fruit of Love, and this is based upon a dream that the Lord showed me how the enemy works in hearts, how he wants to cause the bride to be offended so that we will leave our destiny and calling before we die, okay, by getting offended. So this is Snookums. It's an 8-year-old puppy that got saved, and the Holy Spirit is a fireman, and he takes him in the woods and teaches him about love and how the enemy tries to draw him in and get him offended. Okay, and then this is my second-to-last book. This one was just released this year, January of this year, called Shut the Gates, Purity in the Bedroom. Yes, it is about sex. Purity in the Bedroom. This is actually number 4 in the We Are the Bride series that talks about purity, holiness, and consecration to the Bride of Christ. And this talks about the very sensitive subject of how to keep your tree, how to keep your body holy and pure. So that is that. Let me tell you something, Bride. There is nothing worth your anointing, okay? Let me say that again. There is no relationship, I'm talking to single people, worth your anointing, okay? We have to protect our anointing like Fort Knox, okay? All right, so I want to talk to you a minute about the Clarion Call and what we're going to be covering. For some reason, the Lord has taken me down this path. He has taken me down the watchman on the wall path. He has showed me things having to do with the Mark of the Beast, with the Illuminati. He's taken me into London to study under the top 3 global firms. to learn about advertising, marketing, communications. So I see things that maybe other people don't see. And for some reason, the Lord has illuminated this to me to reveal to you. Yes, I have been labeled as a doom and gloom preacher because I talk about end time subjects. But I cannot help it. I cannot run from my destiny. I have to go down this path. When the Lord sent me across the nation on the Mega Revival Tour, you can check it out at megarevival.com. When he sent me on that tour, he told me, I have sent you as a spy in the land. I am going to show you the sickness in the church. I found that out in Texas. I was already, you know, a quarter way through the tour. And I was wondering why everything was happening the way it was, but it ended up making sense at that point. As I traveled and visited all these churches throughout the country, the Lord did show me, and it's a very sad thing. So after I did the march in Washington, D.C., I come back home and felt led to do this Clarion Call show where I will address and just give it to you what I see in the spirit pertaining to these subjects, okay? So I'm asking you to just go back to the Holy Spirit and ask him to confirm what I'm saying. I'm just giving you what I see, amen? Okay, so I want to talk to you for a minute. Why do we need a clarion call? Let me tell you something. The way that this country is going today, we need a clarion call. God is sounding the alarm so loud for the church to come together in unity, the true bride, to come together in unity and to take dominion and authority in our country and for us to pull in the harvest. Amen. So why should we sound the clarion call? Because the majority of the church, well, not a majority, but a lot of the church is not preaching truth. You know, like they're not preaching causing people to repent. The church is not repenting. There is a lot of them that are, but there's a whole lot, the majority, that are not. Our churches are in trouble. Let me tell you something, Brad. If the churches was not in trouble, our country would not be in the shape it is. Okay, please hear my heart on this. Our country is in the shape it's in because of the church. The church has stepped away from the calling that God called her to do. I'm going to tell you, when the Lord woke me up back in March with the assignment, was it March or February? February. When he gave me the assignment of the Mega Revival Tour, he told me that the church has quit loving our neighbor. We quit going out. We have brought people in, and we want them to feed us and to serve us and to be all inclusive, and then we go from meeting to meeting to meeting, get word, you know, get fed, which I talk about in my book, that this is eating your own fruit, okay? The bride is eating their own fruit when they do that, because what they're doing is they're getting so fat on words. Give me a word, and then they're not going out and giving that fruit away. Let me tell you, church, the fruit is for God. The fruit is for others. God wants us to give, okay? That's the whole point of Christianity, is to give away. Okay, so basically we have been so self-focused, laid down lovers, that we have just laid down and loved and let society go to hell, basically. And also, if you look at our country, we have an epidemic of drug overdose. We have an epidemic of people that are bound up right now with drugs, bound up with alcohol. We are not out there casting out demons. We're not out there bringing sin to people's attention, because we're so busy speaking blessings and grace and God wants to prosper you and all this, that we're not causing people to repent. We're not causing them to look at their own self, you know, because the Bible says that this is a mirror unto ourselves. When we read the Word of God, we are examining ourselves, okay? So, I want to look at this. I want to read something to you real quick. And page 18, I talk about, this is in the Clarion Call book, where are the watchmen? Now, when I wrote this book, this was, I'd say, January and February of last year. Okay, this is before I went on the tour. And now, since I went on the tour, it's like confirmed everything in this book. Excuse me, it's pretty amazing. So I want to read what it says about the current state of the bride. When I speak of the bride, I'm referring to the church. This bride has been set apart for His will and work. His bride is the remnant believers who will not compromise with the world and settle for less than God's best. They are not seeking fortune, fame, or a title. They are not trying to make a name for themselves or be the ones who are seen from the podium or on the platform. They are servants of the Most High God. They will serve others any way God tells them to. They are humble and are not competitive. When the persecution hits, the competitiveness is going out the window. I've experienced so many ministries who will come together in unity because they are afraid of losing their sheep or just plain competitiveness. This who will not come together in unity. This is a stench in God's nostrils. He does not want us competing with each other, rather serving one another. The current condition of the church. The current condition of the church is sick. If a doctor were to diagnose us right now, we would be labeled as being sick. We are not healthy. As a minister on the radio stated, with as many of the big churches as we have in America, if the church was right with God, our nation would not be in the condition that it's in. Okay, and then I want to read you the difference between the true and the false bride. The Lord revealed to me the difference between the true bride and the false bride is determined by which tree she is eating from. Remember, I was talking about the two books, the two trees. If she is feeding on the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then she is the false bride. If she is eating of the tree of life, she's the true bride. The true bride eats the fruit from the tree of life and produces much fruit for God. She walks a disciplined life, obeying Him, which provides a guideline of standards for Christian life. He requires that she walks in holiness and purity before the throne. She must abstain from the rotten fruits of the worldly system and the lust of the flesh. She must protect this temple at all costs and protect what enters and exits this temple. The true bride has compassion in her heart for others and has a passion for souls. She understands the heart for serving and preferring others above herself. She lays down her life for her brothers and sisters. It's submission to one another and a heart for others. In other words, it's not about me. The false bride does not live such a disciplined life. She dabbles in the world as well as in the church. She is a lukewarm, and God hates lukewarm. She wants her cake and wants to eat it too. She may come around the fire sometimes at meetings, but when she's at home, she is not producing fruit for God. She continually fills her temple with prophetic words but does not reach out. She watches the vomit on television, filling her temple with the lies from the pits of hell. She compromises her beliefs, but she's not willing to pay the price that is required to be the true bride. She's often very critical of the true bride, saying she is too radical and too serious. She says the true bride is of no earthly good. This is because she wants to taint her temple, and the true bride causes her to feel guilty when in her presence. The false bride will often make excuses for her sin. She has the God of reason. She tries to always justify her disobedience. The false bride has no compassion for the poor. They close the doors to their homes and do not visit the homeless, fatherless, widows, elderly, prisoners, etc. Their life is centered around me. I want to do this and I want to do that. I don't have time for them. It's a very selfish and it's about all about me mentality. Did you know that you can be the head of a ministry and have that mentality? Yes, you can. I want you to serve me only. I want us to gather around and have tea parties and church fun parties versus going out to minister and win souls. Seeker-friendly churches gather false bride because they want their ears tickled. They want the watered-down gospel so there is no conviction. False bride says, give me a 15-minute sermon so I can go home and feel like I did something and went to church. This is with no tangible anointing and real transformation happening in their city. To obey is better than sacrifice. Some people would rather do what they want to do and not obey God. But he requires full obedience from his true bride. And those who walk in obedience to God are sheep. And those who live a life of disobedience are goats. Listen, I want us to turn in the Bible for a minute over to, okay, here we go, Acts 14:22. Another thing that's kind of different that I feel like I must lead the bride in is knowing that we're about to go through some hard times, bride. We are. And we need to be prepared that if the grid shuts down, if they do martial law or any of this crazy stuff, it will not change the bride. They can cut our heads off, they can cut our arms off, but they cannot take the spirit. They cannot take what's on the inside of us. Amen. Let's go over here to Acts 14. All right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Acts 14:22. You know, I want to prepare a bride that is going to be strong. A bride that is a victorious bride. A bride that is going to be willing to fight in the battle. You see what I mean? That is not going to cower down if you lose your check for a week or if they come to your house and they take you off to a place. You're not going to be changed because you have a relationship with God and you are going to trust God no matter what's ahead. Amen. So let's go to Acts 14:22. All right, I'm over here on Acts 12, Acts 13, Acts 14. Okay, 22. And when they had preached the gospel in that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, which is what I'm doing through this broadcast. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Okay? That's what I'm doing on this broadcast, what my goal is for this broadcast. I am a kingdom-minded minister. I am all about seeing the big picture and the big picture in our country. Okay? I want our country to fulfill the destiny that God has for her. Okay? So we can do this by walking in kingdom mindset and what we can do as a whole to improve the body of Christ and to improve our country. Amen. Okay, so now let's go to Habakkuk 1:5. That's a funny name for a book, isn't it, Habakkuk? It's at the end of the Old Testament. It is a very funny name, Habakkuk. Well, I thought it was in the back. Where is it, church? Habakkuk. I was thinking, I guess, of that other one. Help me, Jesus. All right, let's go to the index. Where is Habakkuk? I got this Bible from Mom when she passed. And I just love this Bible. It's big print. For us older people. Okay, where is Habakkuk? Here we go. Habakkuk. Okay, page 1283. All right, Brad, let's go to Habakkuk 1:5. I tell y'all what, there's just something about touching the Word of God. I do love reading it on my Bible, I mean on my phone, but I really love touching it, the Word of God. Of course, I was like this in college, too. I would much rather read. Okay, here we go. Read the book. Okay, Habakkuk 1:5. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, though it be told you. So isn't that something? God is saying, look, I'm about to do a work in you, bride. Just trust in me. I'm going to take you into the unknown. So we're going to trust the Lord no matter what. Now let's go to verse 9 through 12. They shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be a scorn unto them. They shall deride every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend, imputing this his power unto his God. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. Thou hast ordained them for judgment. And, O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Now, listen, I am going to do the whole show next week on judgment. I want you to understand, bride, that we are going into judgment. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. But judgment is not a bad thing. It's like a father correcting his children, and that is what God is going to do for us because we've gotten off track a little bit. So that's sort of where that scripture is going there. Okay, now let's go to Proverbs 14. I do know where Proverbs is. Okay, let's go to Proverbs 14:1-9. Every wise woman builds her house. Okay, and then verse 2. He that walketh in uprightness fears the Lord. Okay, so God is going to bring also a great fear upon the world. There's going to be a fear in the church where we actually fear the Lord and we respect the Lord and we care about what he thinks about us. And it's really a reverent fear. It's not a scary fear like you think of horror flicks or horror movies. It's a godly fear. It's a respect. You know, like if you was to go before a king and you was, or a judge, here you go. If you had a life sentence or whatever and you was going before a judge, it's a godly fear. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, so I hope that tonight I have given you a little synopsis of what's coming. Okay, I'm going to be touching issues that a lot of the church is not talking about. For instance, the Illuminati. I wrote about it in this book, The Illuminati and Mark of the Beast. I'm going to tell you, I researched the Illuminati when I was in London, and I researched it in America. The Illuminati is real, people. It is real. It's a group of very wealthy people that are controlling the world. and they are controlling what is going out. Basically, they're operating by the spirit of witchcraft. They're the ones that control the media, which is why the mainstream media all is talking about the same thing. I tell people, if you don't think that there is a controlling factor that is going on in the output of your news and stuff, why are they all saying the same thing? Are there not many different news topics they could be talking about versus everybody focusing on Kim Kardashian or something silly when somebody's in our president or somebody doing something crazy, you see what I mean? It's because they are feeding society what they want society to know, okay? So they are feeding this through television, they're feeding this through advertising, through the regular TV shows, through music, all types of symbols. I'm going to do a whole show one time on symbols. Hopefully by then I'll have a TV set up beside me where I can actually show you while I'm doing the broadcast the symbols that they use for this, for the Illuminati, okay? So a lot of it also has to do with the Masons. I will do a show on the Masons and talk about how that has to do with the Illuminati and how it has to do with America and how we should avoid it and what curses it brings and all this. So the condition of the church in America is basically what is going on in America as far as the church. The RFID chip, that goes back to, it's a human implantation chip that goes in the hand or in the forehead. And you will not be able to buy or sell without it, so do not take the chip. I'm going to spend the show talking about that. Other end time subjects, society, the way that they try to control mankind, I'm going to talk about that on the show. A lot of political stuff we will discuss. And false religions, we will talk about false religions and exposing that. Okay, so Bride, I pray. Now, look, today is going to be a short show because I wanted to just give you the reason why we have to have a clarion call. If you don't see the spirit of lawlessness that has been loosed in our nation with all the craziness out there, this is why there is a clarion call being released. Rise up, church. Take your position in the army of the living God, taking your dominion and authority. You know, the Bible says that the earth is groaning for the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God, taking their position in the kingdom, taking their authority. Okay, so that is what we must do in this hour. And I want to encourage you too, church, to seek the Lord and not be bound up by religion. Okay, find the Lord for yourself, not as a religion. Asking yourself, Holy Spirit, I don't care if I've been saved 30 years, 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, or 60 years. Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me. Show me the word yourself. I want to hear it. There are some doctrine out there, church, that is not right. And when the, you know, when the Lord started showing me 4 years ago, when he started taking me through this word, and I was like stubborn with him because I was like, how can that be? This is not the way I've been taught my whole entire life. And I fought it because it's so hard to accept because you've heard it preached for so long. And then you read the word and you discover that it's not true. So I encourage you, read the word of God. The Holy Spirit, he is your best friend. He is your guide. He will show you the truth. And he is there to help you. When I minister to children, I tell them, you know, the Holy Spirit is like a superpower. He wants to help you. And the Holy Spirit is the same in a child, in a five-year-old child, as he is in an adult. The Holy Spirit wants to use every person on the planet. There is not one person that the Holy Spirit does not want to use. Even if you are paralyzed, please hear me. I have ministered to people in nursing homes, in prisons, all these places. I tell them, just because you are limited in your circumstances, limited in your body, whatever, don't let that hold you back from serving God. Why? Because all God wants is what you have. Come on. When the Lord told me to go and travel the entire border of the United States, praying for the United States, what did I have? I had a 2004 Hyundai Tiburon with a rod knocking and bald tires, and all I had was $20. I had no credit cards to pull off of. I'm talking $20 and that's it. But I gave it to the Lord, and that's what he wants. He wants you just give him what you got and let him do the rest. There was that woman that was in prison, and she was on her death, you know, where they was fixing to execute her. And do you know she gave God what she had? She had a little board, and she would put prayers up there, and she began praying for people all over the world. She was locked in a cell by herself, and you know she used that time wisely. She used what she had. What did she have but prayer? And she had God and had a Bible, and she prayed, and God used that woman. He used her so much that he ended up making a movie out of it. Yes. So there is no excuse, church. This is a clarion call for you to rise up out of your slumber. Come on now. Rising up out of your slumber, rising up out of your sleep, saying, if God can use a woman that's 49 years old, a big woman, a single woman, with a car about to fall apart, no money, and send her on a six-month tour, come on now, six-month tour. I'm telling you, God can do the impossible. This is the hour that God is wanting us to trust him for the impossible. Amen. God is wanting us to trust him for the impossible, okay? So let's do that, bride. Let's trust him. Okay, let's take a quick little commercial break, and then we are going to go into prayer. Let me tell you something. I am a woman of prayer.
Hello, bride. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
All right, bride, this is your host tonight of the Clarion Call Show, Dr. G. Knight. Listen, we are talking about the current state of the church. We are talking about America. We are talking about the church rising up, taking her position in the army of the living God. And tonight we are going to pray. We are going to kick off this series of shows as a watchman on the wall, revealing to America what I see from all the different topics that we talked about. Okay, so let's all go together in prayer. Lord, we just thank you so much for our country, God. We thank you for the United States of America, Lord, and you have chosen us to live in this country for such a time as this, Lord. You designed all of us, Lord, a lot of us. You have taken through purging. You have taken through trials. You have taken us through many different testings and purgings and burnings and siftings to prepare us for this hour, Lord. You brought us to this place. You brought us to this nation. You brought us to the city that we live in. You brought us to the state that we live in, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord. We recognize the hour that we live in, Lord. We recognize the call that you have placed on us to be the guardian of our country, Lord, to be the watchman on the wall of the United States of America, Lord. We take this very seriously. And, Lord, we partner with heaven today, Lord. We know you love our country, Lord. We know that you gave us this country, Lord, that you specifically anointed, blessed this country. You made a covenant with this country, Lord. We, as the bride, are partnering with that covenant. We are partnering with what you meant for her to be and to do. And, Lord, we pick up that calling. We pick up that destiny that you have for her, Lord, and may we be the generation that fulfills that mandate that you have for the United States of America, Lord, and that we be the ones that pick up the mantle of our forefathers. We pick up the mantle of that covenant that you made with our country, Lord. And I pray, God, that we will be the voice of truth, that we will not lie, Lord, that we will not sugarcoat the gospel, that we will tell people the truth so they may be set free, Lord. We pray, God, that we will reveal to them, Lord, the beauty of your holiness, that we will reveal to them, Lord, what a holy God you are, Lord. And that you would use us for your glory, Lord, the church. And, Lord, we repent today, Lord. This is a clarion call for the church to repent, Lord, and to come back to you. And all the glory that you mean for her, Lord. And, Lord, I know there are so many other ministries, Lord. There are so many other ministers that are all praying this, Lord, and I'm just in agreement with them, Lord. I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody else. I'm just partnering with you. I am partnering with these ministers, Lord, that are crying out to you, Lord, asking you to forgive us in our nation for the ungodly laws that we have passed, Lord, the ungodly stench in your nostrils, Lord. When we bring in this satanic stuff in the church, we bring in this ungodly mess in the church, and we try to lure people in and try to say they're saved, God, we repent for that, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for that, Lord. Your cross is enough, Lord. When you died on the cross, Jesus, that is enough. And we pray, Lord, that the church will be strong in this hour, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over the bride, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that you take the scales off of her eyes, Lord, that she will see the truth and that she will see what is going on in the country and that she will be a bold bride and she will not cower down to the enemy, that we will not bow to Baal. Come on now. We will not bow to Baal in this hour, Lord. We will stand up for righteousness, Lord. We will stand up for holiness, Lord. We will stand up for what is right, Lord. And we ask that you give us the strength, anoint us, Lord, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, to be able to do in this hour what you have called us to do, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, God, for what you're doing in the country today, Lord, and what you're doing in your bride and what you are doing in your church, Lord. God, we pray for all the ministers out there, Lord, in the fivefold offices, Lord, all the ministers. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. We come against any discouragement, Lord. We come against any despair, any wanting to give up, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them and ask you, God, to just soak them in your purpose and in your destiny and take them to the place, Lord, that you mean for them to go, Lord, fulfilling all of the destiny and purpose in their life, Lord, and that the missions that you have called them to, that they will fulfill those missions, Lord. And I pray that over every one of the bride, that they would fulfill their missions, that you would give all of them the tools and strategies they need. Now, this is for everybody listening to this broadcast and everybody watching this broadcast. I pray for you that you have the tools and strategies that you need, and that God would download to you what all more that you need, that prophetic vision into the areas you're going in, expanding your borders, giving you dominion and authority in your area, because we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, it's with the principalities and the powers of the air. So I am partnering with heaven with you, that you will be successful. You will do it. You will fulfill the mandate that God has called you to. God knows your struggles. He knows what you're going through. He knows the battle that you're having. And he is going to take you to the other side. He is going to give you the strength to do it. And Lord, I pray that your church would keep her face before you as a mirror, that she will allow you to judge her, that she will allow you to reveal to her where she needs help, that she will accept the correction and the rebuke so that she can be cleansed, that we would reflect upon ourselves, Lord, so that we can be the church that you have designed for us to be, Lord. Lord, we just thank you so much for the opportunity, Lord, to be in this country today, Lord. And, Lord, we pray, too, about this weekend, November 4th, all of these ungodly, unrighteous, from the pits of hell, the scheme of the devil, the plot to do all this chaos on Saturday across our nation. We speak to those devils and tell you to shut your mouth against our country, shut your mouth against President Trump and what God is doing in our country, and all of the unrighteousness, ungodliness that's rising up against the kingdom of heaven's advancement in our country. We speak to all those principalities and powers together in unity. We all do, the bride in unity, and we tell them, you got to bow down to the will of the living God in our country, because God is the one that's in control in our country right now, and his will shall be done in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, Lord, for Saturday, for peace being throughout the country, Lord. And I pray, too, Lord, that the bride, that she will be alert and sober, and that she will be aware of what is going on in our country today, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I just want to say before we get off this broadcast that today President Trump announced the tax plan that they're trying to do. I pray that they're able to go through with that, because it sounds really good, and I'm really happy that he's working towards bringing these companies back into the country so that they can feed back into our own economy. Amen. All right, bride. Well, look, I pray that y'all have a wonderful evening. I will see you next week on the Clarion Call Show. Next week's topic is judgment. We are going to talk about judgment. What is it? And what are we going to prepare for as the bride of Christ? Amen. All right, bride, listen, if you have any topics that you would like me to talk about, please let me know in private message. I had one today send me some information about the white genocide that's taking place in South Africa. And I told that person, I said, well, it's kind of like what they're doing in America today, kind of like a white, an attack on whites. So it must be a global agenda, you know, so which I believe is against Christianity. Amen. All right, so maybe we'll do that on one of our broadcasts, racial healing on one of the broadcasts for sure. All right, Bride, well, God bless you, and y'all have a good evening. Good evening. Let me find my program. Thank you, Jesus.